Have greed and fraud left homes and buildings in the New Orleans area dangerous? Last year, the U.S. Attorney's Office in New Orleans said that Inspector James Muhammad, quote, jeopardized the safety of countless homeowners. That statement came amid reports that Muhammad, working for Randy Farrell, flat out lied about inspecting homes and businesses and even inspected some of his own work as a contractor, eliminating any check or balance. Now, the feds say that Farrell used his status as a third-party inspector at IECI to orchestrate what they call a years-long scheme in which he accepted bribes to let unlicensed electricians work on hundreds of New Orleans homes using licensed electricians' names and permits, and then Farrell and IECI fraudulently passed the inspections of the unlicensed electricians' work. Farrell also allegedly conspired with others to offer bribes to public officials to thwart the investigation into his scheme, including allegedly bribing the mayor to have a City of New Orleans employee fired. So how do we know if these countless homes, as the feds put it, and buildings in the area are safe? Well, let's find out from New Orleans Inspector General Ed Michel about the importance of licensed professionals doing work that is actually inspected by qualified inspectors. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us here on WWL, Inspector General.
Good afternoon, sir.
What were your thoughts and what do you want to share with the public? I want to kind of open the floor up to you first on what you want people to know. Now, last year and then again this year, us hearing these allegations that inspections could have been fraudulent and work may have been done by unlicensed individuals. How do they know that their homes, their offices are safe, and about how important it is that inspections and licensed work be done on our homes and businesses?
Well, unsafe sites and infrastructures obviously can impede the city's daily operations, but more importantly, they can prove deadly when there is a catastrophic building failure. Unfortunately, instances of fraud, waste, and abuse within the Department of Safety and Permits has been continuous and ongoing. Over the past decade, the Office of Inspector General and our partnering agencies have identified numerous instances of fraud, waste, abuse, as well as mismanagement within Safety and Permits Department. These investigations that we've conducted have led to 19 arrests, indictments, and or resignations of safety and permits employees. These continuing patterns of behavior obviously indicate the agency is facing systemic internal failures, which is why we announced an initiative on Thursday, September 26th, to ensure effective and efficient operations at the Safety and Permits Department. We will be initiating an OIG embed at the department to help them improve efficiency and boost their accountability, as well as lessen the potential for corruption at this essential city agency.
So you will have someone from your office in the Safety and Permits office, not just auditing after the fact, but in real time, watching what's going on to try and improve the standards and make sure that they're actually doing their job?
That's correct. The work performed by the Safety and Permits Department is essential to maintaining a safe and functioning city. They're responsible for enforcing construction standards, the use of buildings and property, and as I said before, unsafe sites and infrastructure will impede the city's operations, but can, in some cases, prove deadly when there are catastrophic building failures.
We're talking with the Inspector General for the City of New Orleans, Ed Michel, and I know there are some things you may not be able to address, and please feel free to tell me if I ask you something that you can't because of ongoing investigations or on these cases that are still unfolding in the courts. But it sounds like your goal is to address these issues going forward, try to make sure that licensed contractors are doing the work in homes and businesses, and that they're actually being inspected to make sure it was done properly into the future. What about people who hear these reports and want to know, wait a minute, my inspection was done by IECI, or they don't know who did their inspection, or they don't know for sure that the contractor that was hired or subcontractors that were brought in were licensed, should they be fearful that, you know, all I can think about is the Hard Rock Hotel, to be honest with you, as when the spotlight began to shine so brightly on these issues of cutting corners and alleged fraud. How do I know if my home or my business is safe in light of all of this?
Well, homeowners and business owners as well can take the precautionary step of having an independent assessment conducted if they feel as though there was something that went awry with the first inspection. And I highly encourage them to do so. I also encourage all your listeners, if they should witness or become aware of fraud, waste, and abuse within safety and permits or any department in the city of New Orleans, I would ask them to submit a tip to our hotline at hotline@nolaoig.gov. While the safety and permits department have made significant improvements, I do feel like we should highlight this. They've hired additional personnel. They've achieved faster permit times, and they hired an outside consultant. But more must be done to ensure the success of this agency. In light of the improvement needed, I felt as though at this time it was necessary for us to take a broader, more proactive approach to mitigate, you know, the threats at safety and permits. So we're going to widen our scope beyond weeding out the individual corrupt safety and permits employees and instead focus on attempting to rectify systemic issues that have created this environment conducive to corruption at this time. This initiative is going to take a holistic approach, and it's going to develop recommendations for improving the efficiency now as well as into the future. And like I said before, it's going to take the extraordinary step of assigning OIG personnel to the Department of Safety and Permits.
All right. So if anyone suspects, for example, that an unlicensed contractor did the work at their home despite a licensed contractor's name being on their permit, or they suspect that their work was never actually inspected and approved, or they have other concerns about fraud, waste, or mismanagement, again, they can email you at hotline@nolaoig.gov. Do you get a lot of tips from the public when it comes to these kinds of cases?
We do get a lot of tips, but we don't get as many as I feel like we should be getting. That's why we're initiating this scale campaign, if you will, to let people know. And if it's okay, if your listeners could also follow us on X and Facebook as well as Instagram, we release an incredible amount of reports identifying fraud, waste, and abuse directly to our website, as well as these social media platforms. But we would prefer to mitigate fraud, waste, and abuse through education and awareness where and when we can. So if the public has any information that they want to share with us, and they can do so anonymously as well, please do so at hotline@nolaoig.gov.
The reason I actually asked our producer, Jordan, to get you on today was because someone asked me this morning. They had heard the reports about these allegations against IECI and Randy Farrell, and they said, well, how do I know that the electrician that came to my house was licensed? How do I know that the work was actually inspected and my house isn't going to catch on fire, or my wires aren't, you know, weren't properly installed, or something horrible isn't going to happen? And when I started looking at the numbers, you know, with Farrell from this indictment, the federal government, the Justice Department here in New Orleans, says that it was hundreds of homes. They're not specific. When James Muhammad was convicted, they said he jeopardized the safety of countless homeowners. So it really did make me want to know, well, because I didn't know the answer, how do we know if buildings and homes that we live in and work in or shop in or visit are safe after hearing these reports?
Sure. Individual homeowners and businesses, like I said, can take the step of hiring an independent examiner to come and look at the scope of work to ensure that it was within the construction standards and protocols established by the city and construction standards. If they have some concerns, that is a step that I would recommend that they that they take. It unfortunately, on, you know, on August 11th of 2021, Brian Meadus, the chief mechanical engineer for the Department of Safety and Permits, solicited and accepted bribes from James Muhammad, who you just mentioned before, who was the director of inspection and code enforcement for Kenner, in return for the issuance of fraudulent permits. And several other individuals, including Kevin Richardson, have done the same thing. So there is some doubt there. And if anyone feels that their home may have been the victim of this fraudulent scheme, I suggest that they conduct their own independent research for their safety to determine if their house does meet the standards that are necessary for safety.
And of course, that would be an expense that they would have to undertake on their own. Well, I wouldn't be surprised if there were some class action attempts at lawsuits as well coming up, but you don't have to comment on that. One of the big problems we have is that there's a real need for companies like IECI, not only in New Orleans, but in Jefferson and in other parishes, because there aren't enough city or government inspectors to actually check all of the work on every permit that's issued. So without an IECI and without people like James Muhammad, who, as I remember, the allegations were he was not even going to homes he allegedly inspected. He was just copying and pasting pictures of the same thing in every inspection he allegedly did and saying that, yep, works great, everything's safe. So how do we function if we can't trust these third-party inspectors when there aren't enough government-employed inspectors to do the work?
Well, it's very disconcerting, especially when you're talking about your home. You want your home to be safe and free of imperfections, and you want it to be safe and know that it's going to secure your family in extraordinary events. This real-time review that we're doing at the safety and permits is a critical step for assessing and processing the permitting and inspections process. This OIG-led team is also going to be working with the staff from the Louisiana State Licensing Board for Contractors. And it's my anticipation that through our embed, we're going to recommend the best path forward to prevent further fraud, waste, and abuse. But, you know, like I said, the city has hired additional personnel. They have hired an outside consultant, and they have increased their permitting times. But obviously, more needs to be done.
Yeah, and it's a difficult situation because now with IECI, the company, as well as its owner being under indictment, I just wonder if there are going to be enough inspectors or if this is really going to set back, you know, if someone is building a house or renovating a house or having some work done, if they can't get enough inspectors out to do all the work that needs to be done, is it going to be delaying these construction projects moving to the next phase or being completed? And I really think it could be a nightmare going forward, but it is very, I guess, reassuring to hear that at least the goal is to keep this kind of stuff from happening going forward amid allegations that inspections weren't done or they were done fraudulently or they were bribes paid for inspections to be signed off on that were incomplete or not done properly. So it is at least encouraging to hear that there is a plan. Will this embed and all of your partners also be looking at all these third-party inspectors, along with the contractors, to make sure that they're licensed going forward?
Sure. So the objective is going to be for the Department of Safety and Permits, as well as the Office of Business and External Services, to update and revise their protocols and policies, and that includes the operations with third-party inspectors to better enhance customer service and ensure accountability department-wide, as well as for the staff to receive the training that incorporates our recommendations into their daily improved efficiency and accountability. But this is something that's not going to be resolved overnight. It's going to take a little while to observe the functions, to identify the threats, and to mitigate corrective strategies to ensure that they are effective in the future.
New Orleans Inspector General Ed Michel, we appreciate you joining us. Is there anything else you want our listeners to know in light of now this second wave of federal prosecution involving these allegations that unlicensed contractors have been doing work on hundreds of New Orleans structures and that the inspections in many cases on hundreds were fraudulent?
Well, I just want to let the public know that in these times of increasing threats and limited resources, that it's incumbent upon the OIG to combine our resources with our local, state, and federal partners. And that's what we're going to continue to do. People who steal or misappropriate or mismanage funds from taxpayer programs are going to be held accountable for their actions. And we will continue to mitigate threats as we have been in the last couple of years at unprecedented levels.
And you said that embed program has already begun. You already have someone in the Department of Safety and Permits beginning that real time, keeping an eye on what's going on.
I will be at Safety and Permits this week, and the establishment of our personnel will be there the following week. So the plan is already in place, and the individual personnel have already been selected. Their desk and operating procedures have been secured, and this will be initiated within the next couple of days. Yes.
So the plan is in place, and it's now about putting it into motion. I keep thinking about the Hard Rock Hotel every time we talk about safety and permits and allegations of cutting corners and that building that collapsed, killing three people, miraculously only three people. Is that the kind of thing that you also have kind of embedded in your mind as we can't let this happen because we cannot have buildings collapsing, homes catching on fire, people dying as a result of someone's greed, as a result of bribery, as a result of cutting corners, as a result of people wanting to make money at everyone else's expense?
Sure. I mean, these unsafe sites are, they will impede the city's operations. It impacts our reputation, it impacts our financial ability, and it proves deadly when there's catastrophic building failure, which impacts our reputation and our financial status even more. So we have to identify it and we have to mitigate it as quickly as possible.
Do you know, and maybe you don't, is IECI still up and running? Are they still doing inspections in the city?
I can't comment on that right now.
Okay. Yeah, I just know they were indicted last week. What I didn't see was if they're still doing inspections or allegedly doing inspections either way. All right. Anything else you want to add before we let you run?
No, sir. Just ask your listeners to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and X. We push out the information very quickly, and if they sign up for it, they'll be informed of all the work that we're doing to make sure they're safe.
And your handle is NOLA OIG, correct?
Yes, sir.
All right. Ed Michel, Inspector General for the City of New Orleans, thank you so much for sharing this information with our listeners and joining us here on WWL.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
That hotline, again, if you want to send a tip, is hotline@nolaoig.gov. All right, what do you think? You have confidence that embedding a NOLA OIG-led team in safety and permits, along with partners in law enforcement and regulations, will help address this, what seems to be a nagging issue that won't go away, of bribery, fraud, and greed when it comes to buildings, work done, and inspections? And do you feel safe? Do you know who inspected the work done at your home or business? Do you know if it was IECI or anybody else? Do you know if it was a city inspector or a third-party inspector? You know, we hire contractors to do this stuff. But do you get down to that level to know? Do you personally check the licenses of everyone who's sent to your house as a contractor or subcontractor when you're having a project done? And do you have confidence that it's being done legally, properly, with no bribes or fraud involved? I want to hear from you. 504-260-1870 in the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line. Coming up next, we'll take your calls, read your texts, and we'll check in with WWL-TV's Weather Center to find out, do we have to worry about anything in the tropics? If you look at social media, and I got a scary email today, I don't know, you know, anymore. It's so hard with all this information out there. So we're going to get the experts on to find out, do we have to worry about anything in the tropics, in the Gulf particularly, in the next few days? That's next here on WWL. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Scoot.